25 of January 2020, Acts 22, 3 to 16, the conversion of St. Paul. I am a Jew, Paul said, and was born at Tarsus in Cilicia. I was brought up here in the city. It was under Gamaliel that I studied, and I was taught the exact observance of the law of our ancestors. In fact, I was full of duty towards God, as you are all today. I even persecuted this way to the death, and sent women as well as men to prison in chains, as the high priest and the whole council of the elders can testify. I even received letters from them to the brothers in Damascus, which I took with me when I set off to bring prisoners back from there to Jerusalem for punishment. It happened that I was on that journey and nearly at Damascus, when in the middle of the day a bright light from heaven came, suddenly shone round me. I fell to the ground and heard a voice saying, "Saul, Saul, why are you persecuting me?" I answered, "Who are you, Lord?" And he said to me, "I am Jesus the Nazarene, whom you are persecuting." The people with me saw the light, but did not hear the voice which spoke to me. I said, "What am I to do, Lord?" The Lord answered, "Get up and go to Damascus, and there you will be told what you have been appointed to do." Since the light had been so dazzling that I was blind, I got to Damascus only because my companions led me by the hand. Someone called Ananias, a devout follower of the law and highly thought by all the Jews living there, came to see me. He stood beside me and said, "Brother Saul, receive your sight." Instantly my sight came back, and I was able to see him. Then he said, "The God of our ancestors has chosen you to know his will, to see the upright one, and hear his own voice speaking, because you are to be witness before all humanity, testifying to what you have seen and heard. And now, why delay? Hurry, and be baptized, and wash away your sins, calling on his name." It is a great joy to hear again the story of St. Paul's conversion. What everything has become out of it. Still today we read the letters and are nourished by them, and the first Christian communities in various countries were strengthened by him and called to the Lord. St. Paul was a devout man. As he himself testified, he lived strictly according to the rules of the Pharisees and tried earnestly to fulfill the commandments of God. But his zeal for religious was blind. We could also take the word fanatical, for he persecuted the Christians and was complicit in the death of St. Stephen. But we know that God had mercy on him. Paul was struck by the light of the Lord, and from that moment he entered into the service of Christ. His conversion was not from unbelief to faith, or from a sinful way of life to a way of life that respects the commandments of God. No, it was different. It was like an illumination. And in this light, Paul recognizes his error and changes his life. The Christians were not the enemies of God, as he suspected before. They were not the ones who threatened Judaism, but they were the ones who recognized the Messiah and on whom the promise of Esau was fulfilled. The scales fell from his eyes, and now he could truly see. His blindness completely disappeared from him, and he became a witness of the Lord Christ. Perhaps we can see in Paul's conversion a model for the enlightenment of those who are zealous in their religion, but do not yet have the light to recognize Christ as the Messiah. Of course, all fanaticism must give way, because it does not come from the Holy Spirit, but from the blindness of the feelings and of the mind, and from the hardening of the heart. It needs the persistent prayer of the faithful that all may know the Lord. It does not always happen in such a dramatic way as with St. Paul, but it is reported that both Muslims and Jews meet the Lord in an unusual way. When we try to classify dreams, apparitions, and so on in this way. However, miracles and apparitions are not as unusual in a biblical context as in a more, for example, European environment. Apart from prayer, how can we help other people to recognize the Lord if we have not been called, as St. Paul, to preach the gospel everywhere? It is essential that we seriously follow our own path of conversion, understanding that all men are called by God as his children. Any sincere attempt to follow and serve God completely is fruitful for all men in a hidden way. Furthermore, we should be careful not to fail to give a testimony of our faith when the right moment comes. If we are attentive to the Holy Spirit, we will be able to perceive that moment. However, we can always bear witness to people through our Christian being when they realize that true peace dwells in our heart and that they can encounter the love of God.
The verse of the Alleluia says, "It is worthy to praise you, Saint Apostle Paul, you chosen instrument who deserved to sit on the throne of the 12."
Magnus Sanctus Paulus, vas electio.
Hallelujah.